Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
A long gospel today, but very meaningful words in it. The story today has a number of interesting aspects. The time is midday, the sun is high in the sky. Jesus is tired from a journey and wants a drink of water. Then this Samaritan woman appears. It's just the two of them at the well. Not many people come to the well in the hot part of the day. Since he has nothing with which to draw the water, we can assume he intends to share his water with the woman. But the narrator cautions us that Jews share nothing in common with Samaritans. Before we know it, Jesus even gets his drink of water. The tone shifts and he starts discussing with her the water that will give her life, and she will never be thirsty again and won't have to come back to this well. An obvious reference to baptism. That gift that we receive that brings us all into communion with Christ and God. Eventually, Jesus questions her about her five husbands and living with a man whom she has not married. Jesus tells her of her sins and the obvious movement to repentance is seen in her. It happens very quickly, doesn't it? Almost too quickly. We have completed now about 2.5 weeks of Lent. Like the Samaritan woman, we too are trying to embrace a deeper relationship with God during this holy season. There are some profound words in today's collect prayer, which you heard a little while ago before the reading started. I'd like to repeat that prayer. O God, author of every mercy and of all goodness, who in fasting and prayer and almsgiving have shown us a remedy for our sin, look graciously on our confession of our lowliness, that we who are bowed down by our conscience may be lifted up by your mercy. We are seeking to be lifted up by God's mercy, and by some of the actions that we kind of concentrate on a little more during this Lenten season, we may see that mercy of God even more. Mercy and goodness of Jesus are apparent in his dialogue with this woman. He does not condemn her, but only points out her faults. And he does it in a gentle and kind way. She not only wants to become his follower, she even goes back to her town and convinces the people there to come and hear him also. The story has a pleasant ring to it, doesn't it? It seems so easy. But we know it's not always easy, don't we? Today's prayer reminds us that fasting and prayer and almsgiving are the remedy to sin. The collect prayer says, fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. That Gospel of St. Matthew we heard on Ash Wednesday are the remedy of sin. We are called to humble ourselves, become lowly, it says in the collect, to develop a right conscience, and then to heed that conscience. We are in the third month of the year of mercy that Pope Francis declared in early December. We saw the video about CDA before Mass that had a real reference to this year of mercy and God's mercy. Like the woman at the well story, there are many other gospel stories of Jesus expressing God's mercy. Our church has defined 15 works of mercy. 7 corporal works or physical actions we do, and 7 spiritual works, things we do in our heart. 3 of the spiritual works of mercy are apparent in the story of the woman at the well. Jesus is patient with this woman. He's patient with her cohabiting with someone who is not her husband. Being patient with those in error is a spiritual work of mercy. He admonishes her sinfulness, but he's admonished means to do it in the gentlest and kindest way. He points out her sinfulness. Admonishing the sinner is another spiritual work of mercy. And finally, he instructs her in her ignorance of the source of salvation. Salvation is not from her Samaritan roots, but salvation is from the Jews. And it's more than just going to the mountain in Jerusalem to worship. So instructing the other for the spiritual works of mercy. During the remainder of Lent, it might be useful to recognize the ways that we can practice these works of mercy. And I'm not going to stand up here and enumerate them for you. You can go to the Divine Mercy website. You can go to the diocesan website, look up Year of Mercy. All kinds of resources are there to find specifics of the works of mercy. When we give alms, which are called for, we feed the hungry, we give drink to the thirsty, we shelter the homeless, we clothe the naked. These 4 corporal works of mercy are covered by giving alms, especially when we give to the CDA. The CDA drive is in full swing right now. We're asked to reach into our pocket or put our credit card number, our bank account number or something on a form and turn it in to make our donation, our annual donation to this CDA drive that helps not just the poor, but many more. Almost all of the corporal works of mercy are covered by the CDA donations that they dole out within our diocese. Maybe this year of mercy might be a good time to consider giving a little more than we have in the past to this CDA drive. A spiritual work of mercy is to pray for the living and the dead. Prayer, that prayer part of that we heard at the beginning of Mass. To add the names of co-workers, neighbors, and family members whom we have in difficult relationships to those we mention in prayer for the remainder of Lent might be a significant value we can ratchet up in our prayer life during this Lent. And then there is fasting. Fasting is depriving oneself of food or other appetite-satisfying pleasures. Okay? And we do this in the spirit of sharing the suffering of Christ, not for recognition by others, but in the spirit of suffering with Christ inside of us. Then we truly benefit from that fasting. But there is an internal aspect of mortification and fasting that might be considered. In our hearts, we might consider depriving ourselves of holding something back, negative thoughts, or maybe even a lack of total forgiveness for persons we outwardly pretend we've been reconciled with or show a friendship toward. Eventually, Jesus questions the woman. So we need to ask for mercy. There are the ABCs of divine mercy. Ask for mercy. Ask God to be merciful to us. Be merciful to others. And to completely trust in Jesus. A serious challenge for Catholics during Lent 2016, during this year of mercy, is to find a way to bring mercy into our hearts, to live these acts of mercy, these works of mercy.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.